Dumont built a country store while Backer farming too. When Dumont died, Tommy stepped in to keep this legend alive.
Hey there, goat lovers. It is Vicky Dawn, and this is the Goat Locker Podcast. It has been almost 3 months since I've published anything. I couldn't really tell you why, other than I just didn't have it in me. I couldn't. I wanted to, but I just couldn't either figure out something that I felt was worthy to talk about or that was interesting. You know, I just wasn't feeling it. So now I am, kinda. I'm pushing myself a little bit, but here we go. Number one top priority is Thelma and Louise. They are doing just great. They are a year old now. I've got the vet coming out next week to give them their yearly checkup and just make sure everything looks good to them, to the vet. They look good to me, but just think it's a good idea to get them checked out. They, as well as me, are digging the springtime. Everything's budding out, busting out, lots of green, lots of flowers coming up, and so that gives them more to eat. So makes them happy too. I am now entering my 60th year of being on the planet, and it's kind of like, you know, it's a big transition. There's a lot that goes with it, just with my pension from retiring from the Navy, pension as well as my medical benefits kick in as soon as I turn 60 for myself and for Barry. So that's a pretty big step for us. And I'm sure because of the whole, you know, big number of 60 that's coming up, you know, just looking at what I've got going on and what I want to make better. Because I want to be around for a while, and I want to be around, and I want to be healthy. And to do that, I've got to get off my ass, literally. Because it's real easy for me to just stay on my ass and not do much of anything. So I've joined a gym, and I love that. And because I've got access to a gym here that Barry's built, you know, because he's a gym rat. He loves it. He's good at it. And he's good at pushing himself. But I want a community. I need a community in the gym. And besides the gym, I'm still going to do yoga. And I'm also trying to do some meal prep so that having some things that I make and put together and that I know are healthy and that I like in the fridge that are convenient, you know, it's like having a McDonald's in my refrigerator. If I get hungry, I know there's something in there I can grab and it'll be good for me and I won't feel bad about it, you know, and it's good for me. That's bottom line. It is good for Vicky. I think last week I published a blog. So for my blog, I'm doing a theme for the year. Each month will be one of my core values, and this month was peace. And, you know, I'm looking for peace within myself. I talk about what the importance of it and what are, you know, trying to figure out what are some different things that can bring peace. And I think knowing myself and feeling comfortable with who I am and what I believe brings peace. And I've been kind of on the hunt for what I believe in for a long time. Probably, you know, really for the last few years, I've been actively searching, and I'm talking about religion, spiritually, what it is that I believe. I think it's very important to believe something. I want guidance, and, you know, I would love to be churched. I would love to find a church that is just perfect. You know, we had that one time when we lived in Memphis, all three of us, me and Barry and Sam, all loved our church. And maybe it spoiled us because we're not going to find another one like that. But it doesn't have to be like that. It's just got to fit me. Most importantly, it's got to fit me that I'm looking for myself. It's a community. I want that community as well. I want somebody, you know, that will guide me and that I can learn from. I think that's important and I crave it. And, you know, talking about peace, you know, our country, peace is not the one word that I don't think anybody would use talking about what's going on in our country, you know, politically, just as a country. Nothing feels peaceful about it. Dialogue, you know, people are argumentative. People are, you know, just ugly towards one another. That's what I hear a lot of. I absolutely believe there is so much good going on, too. I do believe that. But, you know, what we hear most about is the ugliness. Part of it, we don't know how to talk to each other. And you've heard me talk about Kelly Corrigan before, and you'll hear me talk about her again. But she's got a podcast, she's an author, she's also got a show on PBS called Tell Me More with Kelly Corrigan. But she had this conversation with a woman, and her name is April Lawson. And so the title of this particular podcast is Going Deep on Reproductive Rights with April Lawson. So she's doing this intentionally. Kelly and April have opposing views. And so she says it's a most unusual conversation between two women who are on opposite sides of this debate. April is a pro-life conservative, and Kelly is a pro-choice liberal. We share this in the hopes that it can serve as a model for hard but productive conversations around tender topics. We welcome your responses. It's a fantastic podcast, just as an example of how you can have hard conversations and you're with the intent to learn. That's really what it is. You're trying to learn the other side and not try to convince either way. There is no convincing going on. It is all, each one of them is there to learn the other side, what the other person is thinking, how they got to where they made that decision, and just learning from each other. It's highly recommended, and I'm going to listen to it again. It's just that good. The episode was released February 20th, and it's called Going Deep on Reproductive Rights with April Lawson. And the name of the podcast is Kelly Corrigan Wonders. Well, that's it for me, goat lovers. I will talk to you later. Have a great day, and peace.
Little cedar, little cedar, yep, 1952, you might be.